Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Garen from Bonnie Lake is. Garen, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, sir. Now, Steve, you must get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Garen has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
In the classic joke, why did the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side.
Correct. What Sir Mix-a-Lot song says, I like big butts?
Pass.
In what decade did Parker Brothers begin marketing Monopoly?
30s.
40s, yes, 30s. 50s. In what European city would you find St. Paul's Cathedral?
Ooh, France.
No. City.
Germany.
City.
City. Paris?
No. According to Mr. Owl, how many licks till you get to the center of the Tootsie Pop?
Pass.
What Seattle Seahawk was on the cover of the Madden video game in 2007?
Richard Sherman?
No.
Marshawn Lynch?
No.
Pass.
In what movie does Alec Baldwin play a ghost?
Pass.
In what Midwestern state is the only U.S. state without a rectangular flag?
Damn.
Well, you dropped a deuce there, Garen.
All right.
But you know what? It's Monday. Mondays are hard.
That's my excuse.
Steve is here. Yeah. But is he ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! In the classic joke, why did the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side.
Yes. What Sir Mix-a-Lot song says, I like big butts?
And he cannot lie. Baby Got Back.
Correct. In what decade did Parker Brothers begin marketing Monopoly?
60s.
No.
50s.
No.
40s.
No. Damn. In what European city would you find St. Paul's Cathedral?
Is that Rome?
No.
Vatican City?
No.
Dublin.
No. According to Mr. Owl, how many licks till you get to the center of the Tootsie Pop?
1, 2, 3.
Yes. What Seattle Seahawk was on the cover of the Madden video game in 2007?
2007.
Yeah.
Number 37 himself, Sean Alexander.
Yes. In what movie does Alec Baldwin play a ghost?
Is that Ghost?
No.
The Sixth Sense.
No.
I don't know. Casper the Friendly Ghost.
No. In what Midwestern state is the only U.S. state without a rectangular flag?
Let's go Illinois.
No.
Damn it. Ohio.
Yes. According to the Bible, how many horsemen of the apocalypse were there?
4.
Yes. Steve, with that,
horsemen are drawing nearer.
You got 6 correct, which is a win. 6-2. Sorry, Garen.
I'm the best.
Garen did know that Parker Brothers began
30s?
Marketing. Yes, it was the 30s. You're so close.
I was getting there.
St. Paul's Cathedral is in London.
Mm.
Alec Baldwin plays a ghost in Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice.
I forgot that he's even in that movie.
It's so great. That's worth a rewatch for sure.
He's a ghost in it.
Oh, thank you, Danny. What does he play again?
We have some cool new threads you can check out in the Rock Shop at KISW.com featuring the I Beat Migs shirt. Steve, it's you on the shirt as a character kind of from Dogman.
Yes, kind of, sort of. We don't want to get sued.
Yes, there are some discrepancies there.
Yes.
But you got to get yourself one at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you have ever had a pet, we have a very simple question to ask you, but we need for you to call in right now, 206-803-ROCK. And we promise the question is a simple one, but you gotta call, 206-803-ROCK. We will ask the simple question after Everlast.
The Daily Mix Show.
Over the weekend, one of us got a new dog.
And that one of us would be me.
And I'm very jealous.
We weren't planning on it.
And I want a new dog, but I'm not allowed to have a new dog, Steve. So I'm living vicariously through your story.
Well, we were planning on probably in the summer. We've mentioned this. Like, hey, we're probably going to get a second dog for Tatum wants one. And it'd be a lot of fun for DJ to have another dog to play with. And then guy who listens to the show, shout out to Caleb. He lives in the Key Peninsula area. He messaged us and said, hey, man, I've got another golden doodle. If you want it, it's yours. And I was like, oh, excuse me, what? He's like, I know your daughter wants one, blah, blah, blah. So I go tell Sid, and Sid's asking me all these questions. I'm like, I don't have answers to these questions, and I don't really want to keep going back and forth on email with the guy. Why don't we just meet up with him? You can ask him whatever questions you want, because we're like, is he a breeder? Is he that? Turns out their dog was hanging out with the neighbor's dog. Neighbor's dog wasn't fixed. The next thing you know, their dog now all of a sudden had a litter. And they got rid of most of them, but they still had a hard time getting rid of a couple of them. And they were just at that breaking point. Like, they're 5 months old. They have too many dogs in their house. And they just want to get them out of the house. So I meet up with him. Great guy. Real fun talking to him. And instantly, Tatum's in love with this dog. And, yep, so now we have another dog in our household. And thank you, Caleb, for making our daughter very, very happy. It was very cool.
So will you reveal to us, Steve, what is the name of your new dog?
So, of course, we let Tatum name the dog. And, well, here I am talking to Tatum about that.
What do you love about our new puppy the most?
It actually can jump over DJ.
That you can jump over DJ?
And that is so loving.
That she's sweet and loving. And why'd you name her? Would you name her again?
Lucy.
And why'd you name her Lucy?
Because it reminds me of our other
daughter
named Lucy.
Aww. You're the best.
Funny part, she never met Lucy. Like, Lucy was, we're talking years upon years ago she passed away, but we've told her stories and shown her pictures of Lucy, and she always brings up Lucy and how she loved Lucy, even though she never met Lucy. And I thought that was kind of cool. So the official name is, though, Lucy Cupcake.
So you have DJ Strawberry, Lucy Cupcake,
yes.
Which leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we will ask that question to Cindy on her way to Kirkland right now. Cindy, what is the story behind your pet's name?
So my pet is a ferret. And when I brought her home, I set her down in the play area. And she literally bounced from one side to the other, so I named her Tigger because she bounces like Tigger.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, Cindy, have you had other ferrets before, or is this your first ferret experience?
No, I actually have 11 ferrets.
You have 11 ferrets?
Yeah, they're not my only pet. And I also have, my highest number was 15, but I have 11 right now. And I have, all together, I have 2 dogs, 6 cats, 11 ferrets, 1 bearded dragon, a tarantula, 3 fish tanks, and 9 chickens.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
Oh my goodness, there's 2 of you.
Cindy, you're living my dream. I'm not going to lie.
How much money a month are you spending on dog or pet food?
Oh, goodness. Okay, because I have this magical power to find the ones that have some kind of health issue at some point. I've got allergies and IBS and weird, it's just a whole thing. But the dog food, I don't know. I don't like calculating it because it makes me sad.
Well, I'm fascinated and also terrified by you. Tarantulas?
Cindy Doolittle.
That's amazing.
206-803-ROCK. Bobby in Shoreline, what is the story behind your pet's name?
Well, we have and they always start out as one name, but then it slowly like morphs into something else. So we have a cat that I can tell you this is how long we've had him. I got him off of Craigslist. And we were told that it was a girl. So we named her, my daughters wanted to name her Sweet Pea. Well, we took Sweet Pea in to get fixed. Sweet Pea is definitely a boy. And he became Peter after that. And then we have another cat.
Wait, you had him fixed? You had him fixed, which means that they do stuff to his Peter area, and you named him Peter. I love that.
Well, it just seemed right. It just was like, all right, you know? And so we've had him, like, 17 years.
Oh, wow.
Aww. Sweet Peter.
I have a stupid question about that. So are you not able to, because, you know, if I have a dog, I know rather quickly if it's a boy or a girl. Are you not able to tell?
He was only like 6 weeks old when we got him, and I didn't know how to check what it was. And so they told me it was a girl, and that's when I was like, all right, it's a girl.
Yeah, I haven't really checked the downstairs area of those kind of animals anytime in the near
future. Of kittens?
Yeah. No.
206-803.
I don't pick up my cat going, let me see what you're packing.
206-803-ROCK. Jack from Tacoma, our simple question. What is the story behind your pet's name?
Hi, good morning. I have three ball pythons. The 14-year-old one, her name is Yuki, which means snow in Japanese. She has these beautiful white speckles all over her side.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Jack, how long does it live? If it's already 14, how long do these live?
In captivity, 25 years.
Whoa.
Yep. So I have a 14-year-old daughter, same age as the snake, who's planning on taking it to college with her when she goes.
That's
so
sweet.
It's
going to
turn into her lifelong pet.
That's awesome.
Plus, it's a great way to scare off dudes.
Yeah, 100%. I want to see my snake.
I got to get Tatum a snake, I think.
Good call.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know you're a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us, and we'll hook you up with tickets to The Who. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
And all this week, we will be playing for tickets to see The Who at Climate Pledge Arena, and that show is on September 25th. Say good morning to Darren from Seattle, who is our worthy contestant. What's up, Darren?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. Hopefully we can win you tickets to allegedly their last tour, and that would be The Who. Yeah.
All right, Darren, we're going to spin this wheel and see if you're playing with me or Migs.
All right, there goes the wheel. Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be me? Right now it's on me. I think it might be. Yep. Darren, it's you and me. Let's win these tickets.
Let's do it.
All right, Darren, here is your clip.
Can I get that one more time?
Sure. Let me know if you need help, because I can't help you.
I definitely need help.
Okay. So the band name, it starts with something that you would light if the room was dark.
Something you would light if the room was dark.
With wax.
Candlebox?
Yes. We got the band. All right. Let's hear the song again. Maybe now you can put two and two together. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Can you give me a hint with that one or not?
Yes. Okay. It's not near, but it's...
So far away?
No. Just think of the one word, though. It's not near,
far.
But it... Okay, so we got the first part of the song title. Sometimes when you see a girl's butt, you're like, that's a nice...
Far end?
Rhymes with...
I would say not ahead, but like if you're...
Tail?
Okay, we're getting there. Now, are we? I don't know. Rhymes with she kind.
What? Far behind?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Darren, you nailed it.
Wow.
Hey, Darren, how happy are you that this game has no integrity?
So happy.
Okay, so now I have to try and win the tickets for you. No pressure on me.
All right, Danny, let's hear Migs's clip.
Oh, man, that's a gimme right there. I mean, I'm fortunate enough to have played a few shows with those guys, and I love that band. Harvey Danger, Flagpole Sitter, Darren's going to see The Who. And Candlebox. Wait, what?
Yeah, it was announced this morning. Didn't you see that?
No.
Yeah.
Candlebox is opening for The Who?
Wow, you guys.
Is this, are you punking us or is this real information?
Yeah, we got an email about it.
Who emailed it to us? Was it Kevin Martin from Candlebox?
Yeah, it was.
No, it was Candlebox.
That's awesome.
Holy blank. Now I really want, I've seen Candlebox a lot, so it's not the only reason why I want to go, but that's. I would love to see Candlebox open up for The Who.
Hell yeah.
And also see The Who. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
And congratulations, Darren. We will see you at the show.
The Daily Mix Show.
Didn't know that.
If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the Rockaholics after Linkin Park. I've been receiving texts and calls from you all morning that we have not had a chance to chat with you about. But right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, and it's brought to you by SeaTown Electric Plumbing, Heating, and Air. So call up if you'd like to chime in on something from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Yesterday was the 45th anniversary of Mount St. Helens erupting, and we have been talking about it throughout the day. Phil from Kent would like to weigh in on his experience. Phil, tell us what it was like for you.
Well, I was in high school, about 10th grade, and I had done a little partying the night before.
Okay.
So I didn't get into like 2 or 3 a.m., and then all of a sudden, it's 8:30 in the morning, and my mom comes running up to my room, "Man, wake up, the mountain blew." I'm like, "What the hell are you talking about?" And so I look out the window, and I was like, "What? What's she talking about? It's all blue sky." And then I look the other way. Oh, my God, here comes a big old black cloud. It just got dark all of a sudden. Our chickens went back to bed and everything, and it was pretty wild.
How close were you to the actual mountain? Were you far enough where you were safe, or it was just more of a visual thing?
Yeah, I was. I was up by Morton. I don't know if you know where that is. Yeah, so I was up by there. We got quite a bit of ash. In fact, we tried going to school for the rest of that week, and the billow. So they tried to make everybody go 10 miles per hour, but it still was too bad. So they actually canceled school. So we got out of the finals of school. It was cool.
Canceled finals?
Silver lining,
yeah.
At least.
Yeah, we're like, all right, man. We got out like 2 to 3 weeks early. It was cool.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a crazy story.
Well, thank you for sharing with us, Phil. We appreciate you, man.
No, I was thinking, earlier we were hearing some of the audio of that helicopter pilot that was part of the rescue mission to try and rescue people, some alive, sadly, some that weren't. Oh. And I was like, man, because he has a book that's coming out or he's working on. I was like, that just seems like the making of an incredible movie.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've had so many movies about different, like, you know, natural disasters or just crazy stories in U.S. history. I'm like, has there been a movie about Mount St. Helens?
Well, it was loosely based Dante's Peak. Remember when that came out? It was loosely based on some of the events from...
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people that were like pretty traumatized by what happened with Mount St. Helens didn't really appreciate that movie very much.
Well, I did see... because I was looking at my, like, has there any movies? And one was called St. Helens, but it was a made-for-TV type movie back in like 1981. And it was apparently about that Harry Truman guy that we talked about earlier.
Gosh.
Some even called it The Legend of Harry Truman. The weird part, and this is going to age me, but I remember growing up watching syndicated episodes of The Honeymooners. And there was like, you know, the sidekick on The Honeymooners was this guy, Art. I don't know if you remember him. Okay, yeah, I was going to say, he's like a goofy character, Art Carney. He was in The Honeymooners, and he played Harry Truman.
No way!
Yeah, in the movie. I kind of want to go back and watch that, but I can't imagine it's going to be any kind of, like, you know, cinematic masterpiece.
Probably not.
No.
206-803-ROCK. Same topic. Gary from Everett, tell us about your experience when Mount St. Helens erupted.
We were staying the night on the Toodle River. We just woke up, and... the ground shook a little bit, and we looked over behind our heads where we were sleeping, and the whole sky was black. So we knew what happened. So I had to go to my buddy's house, like a quarter mile away, call my mom. My mom told me to get home right away. I was riding a dirt bike, and so she said to come home the regular roads. I get down to Castle Rock, like 12 miles away, and there was full-size trees, logs, coming down that river the whole way across it. And there was a sheriff on one side and a sheriff on the other. And nobody could cross that. And as soon as that sheriff turned his back, I took off across it.
Stupid question. How loud was the... When the eruption happened, how loud was it?
I was probably 15 miles from the actual volcano.
Uh-huh.
As the crow flies. And we didn't hear it. We felt it.
Wow.
But... It was so dark. It was like a bright sunny day. Then all of a sudden, right behind our head, it was pitch black over there.
Gary, do you remember how long did it stay dark for after that started?
It got darker throughout the day, and it stayed dark for a couple of days.
Like, oh,
how eerie!
I don't. Yeah, it was. You had to wear a mask, and out at my parents' house in Castle Rock, we had probably 6 inches of ash on each vehicle.
That's insane.
Well, thanks for sharing, Gary. Did you know, by the way, I didn't know this until one of the last times I was at the Tacoma Dome, that the timbers in the roof of the Tacoma Dome were all salvaged from trees that were dropped during the Mount St. Helens eruption.
No, I had no idea. That's crazy.
I learned that at the Tool concert like 2 years ago.
And earlier we were talking about how we learned that Chris Ballew from the Presidents of the USA experienced it and was in a car with his mom when the eruption happened, and somebody just texted in and said, hey, that recording you guys played earlier of Chris Ballew and his mom driving during the eruption was so incredible. Kudos to him. That is epic. So if you missed it, I was watching some documentary about the Mount St. Helens eruption on, it was on Portland station, K2. And they were interviewing a guy by the name of Chris wearing a Mariners cap. And I looked and I had to do a double take. And I'm like, oh, crap, that's Chris Ballew from the Presidents of the USA. And here's that part where he talks about having a boombox in the car and recording them experiencing what was going on.
Chris says the ash was falling so densely, his mom began to experience vertigo while driving.
She couldn't tell what was up, what was down, what was right, what was left. So my brother and I had to look out the windows in the back seat and tell her when she was driving off the road.
Some of those harrowing moments were actually recorded on a boombox his mom had in the car.
The pressure.
And listen to that tiny little voice. I mean, imagine being like 10 years old and dealing with that kind of stress and not really understanding fully what's going on.
And to be able to tell what the difference is between your right and your left. I mean, even in my age, I sometimes have to do the L on my hand to make sure I'm going in the right direction.
I'm embarrassed to say I do that probably almost every day, Steve.
Here we go.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, Barrett got to have a zoo day. Yeah, Dad and I took him over there, and it led to some very interesting moments for him. One involved something that I am not a fan of at all, but he absolutely loves. So what is that? We'll talk about it at 9:50. Yesterday, we got to take Barrett to the zoo.
Awesome.
And he is so into animals right now that it was just an absolute blast from start to finish. And grabbed a little audio from him about his time at the zoo. So, Barrett, where are we leaving?
The zoo.
What was the best part of the zoo today?
Seeing the snake.
But Mommy doesn't even like snakes. What was so great about the snakes?
Well, they were moving.
They were moving?
They were moving.
What kind of zoo did you go to? Were the other animals dead?
They were active. We'll say that. They were active.
Low budget zoo that's happening in Stanwood.
Were they poisonous or not poisonous?
Not poisonous. I did see a python.
A python? Was it ginormous?
Yeah.
What was the funniest name of an animal that you saw today?
The thing you were watching last.
The poodoo?
The what?
Poodoo.
What's a poodoo?
A poodoo is the smallest deer in the world, and it hails from Chile, Steve.
Well, there. Now I know.
Yeah.
Hey, what about the dragon that was right face to face with you?
Okay, we're leading the witness here, Brad.
Totally.
Our dragon.
Do you want to come to the zoo again?
Yeah. I want to go here tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, Mom and Daddy don't have that kind of money.
No.
The zoo is not cheap.
$35 per adult.
Yeah.
Plus, you got to get the cotton candy and all the Dippin' Dots and all the crap when you're in there.
Did he also want to get a stuffy?
Oh, trying to drag him out of that souvenir shop was awful.
I mean, the zoo knows what they're doing. They make sure they have all the cute stuffed animals for the kids as they're leaving the place.
And yeah. I did not buy him one. I had to drag him out of there. His the other funny part, the favorite moment that he said was when the gorilla ate his own
poodoo
excrement. Yeah. Poodoo. It was a big day at the zoo yesterday.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm a grown man. If I saw that happen, I'd be right there with Barrett. I'd be like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen happen at the zoo.
The Daily Mix Show.
There are a couple of naughty moms. They're in big trouble for leaving four children in an unlocked car with a bag of weed. Why would they do such a thing? We will tell you during the Daily Mix download after Foo Fighters.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And we have Ryan Castle in the house, who was also with us Friday night at Defy for Kevin Deers.
Yes. Thank you for coming out.
It was my pleasure. That was a lot of fun. How about Taryn Daly was in my neighborhood yesterday and didn't even give me a shout?
Wow. I'm sorry. Yeah. I know you're very close to the zoo.
She is mere blocks from my house. I would have had a margarita, and we could have gone to El Chupacabra.
Dang it. Well, next time, you know? Next time.
Could have introduced Barrett to Chupacabra.
Just kidding. Yeah. I don't like it when people just show up at my house. You're the only person that does that.
Well, she's used to it at her house in Stanwood.
It's
open door policy.
I know.
Doesn't work everywhere.
Keys under the mat.
Hey, keys. We don't even have a lock on our door. Hey, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. Two women were arrested in Arizona. They quite possibly are the two worst moms in the world because they left four children in a car all alone. Again, this is in Arizona. All these kids are 5 years old, under 5 years old, and the reason being, they wanted to go to the bar for a couple of hours.
All right.
And also, then the police showed up. They saw these kids in the car. They found a large bag of weed in the vehicle. I don't think the weed was the kids' weed. I think it was the mom's. Mm. And here's some of the body cam recording of the people finding the kids unattended and the officers talking to the two moms.
We found her going up and down here. She took us to the car.
Yeah, one's sleeping on the right and the other one's...
Oh, there is two of them in there.
Seriously.
Your kids have been here for hours.
Hours?
Hours.
Where have you been?
I went in and goes to the bathroom.
Really?
I went in to use the bathroom.
I've been there.
2 hours later?
Yeah. Whoops. Legs asleep, can't get up.
Good thing you didn't have kids in your car at the time.
Well, this all seems very reasonable to me. It's probably good I don't have kids.
Really? Because we got a call about 45 minutes ago from people walking around saying they saw your daughter running around in the parking lot, no parents around.
Oh, they let the kids out of the car. I didn't know that.
Now I'm with you, Ryan.
They got fresh air, you know. Fine.
Well, when I was looking through the car to find, like, any ID in the glove box, popped it open, there was a bag of weed in the glove box.
Yeah.
So those kids have been in the car for how long with weed? Just, they could have easily accessed that as well.
Well, maybe that was just a test to see if they would do anything.
And honestly, I do kind of appreciate a bad mom story because it makes me feel like I'm doing okay. Again, I'm doing a good job.
I don't see where this went wrong.
Dairy Queen catered a wedding in Texas for free. The bride posted some sort of video on TikTok about it, and they don't normally do weddings, but the folks at Dairy Queen said it was a no-brainer because the groom's last name is Blizzard.
Okay, yeah. That's awesome.
His name is Bradley Blizzard.
What a great name.
These are the newlyweds and Whit Woolman, a North Texas Dairy Queen operator, talking about it.
I just was like, this literally makes so much sense. So Dairy Queen, help a girl out.
We immediately looked at it and thought, we got to do something. I've heard it for 30 years now that I should somehow get involved with Dairy Queen. My future in-laws came into town last night and they were like, hey, let's go to Brahms. And I said, no. You don't understand. We're Dairy Queen spokespeople now. Like, we're going to Dairy Queen.
I do love a DQ burger, too.
Oh,
yeah. The Texas toast that they have, too.
Their food's pretty good at Dairy Queen. It doesn't happen very often, but their food's pretty good.
I know. I was going to say, I used to get like the little chicken basket.
Oh, yeah.
The chicken basket was really, I mean, of course, the Blizzards are are next level. But did you ever hear the story about, it was recently about the person who was like first, there was a couple that got married. One's last name was Burger. The other one's last name was King.
No.
And then Burger King caught wind of it and they like paid for their wedding and had it catered by Burger King.
Oh, I hope they hyphenated those names too.
That's so great.
I think she might have. Yeah. So fantastic. Hey, the Mariners, they won yesterday. Hopefully the winning ways continue today, but they ended up sweeping the San Diego Padres. What a win yesterday. That was a great, I think it was like 6-1. Rosarena had a home run too. So the Mariners continue their winning ways. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 61 degrees. It's going to rain today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.